And we got something special up here today. It's pretty special. It's pretty special. Happy Mother's Day from Jenny and I to all of you. Really, thanks for being here. And I know, I'm really looking forward to what Jenny's got for you this morning. So with that, Pastor Jen, take it away.
Great. Takes a couple seconds to get situated up here. What a good-looking congregation. I always think that every time I look at you guys. What a blessing. All right. So, yeah, Cliff said Happy Mother's Day. And again, you know, I went a lot of years being married and not being a mom, and I just know we always want to honor all the ladies. So on your way in, you should have gotten a little mirror. So if you didn't get one of those ladies on your way out, you could get one. Just a tiny, small token of our love for you and a reminder of how much Jesus cares about you. So happy Mother's Day. So today matters. This is the title of the message for today. Today matters. Did you know that there are 31,536,000 seconds in a year? Who cares that there are that many? Any math people out here that you just like to try to figure things out, right? So if you were to receive one penny for every second of the year and you were paid around the clock, that would come out to $315,360 per year. Now, that'd be a pretty good salary, right? I mean, like, you could live pretty comfortably on that, right? So that sounds like a lot. Well, think about it. We all get the 31 million plus seconds in a year. So I have a bowl of rice up here. How many grains of rice do you think are in that bowl? I was going to bring a truckload of rice, but how many did you say? Too many to count, right. And I did not count, but I used my math. I don't want to say skills because I'm not like the greatest skilled mathematician, but I counted out how many grains of rice were in a half a tablespoon. There were 300, and then I scooped out a half a tablespoon into a cup, and then I figured that how many of those were in there, and then it came out to 9 cups of rice, and 9 cups of rice is 86,400 grains of rice, which is how many seconds we have every day. Every single day, we have 86,400 seconds. So I ask you, how will you use those? Today we're talking about today matters. Think about it. And yet, we run around like we have no time, right? We're going to learn a memory verse today. Maybe many of you know this, but you might not know where it's found. So we're going to say the reference first, which is Psalm 118:24. Say that with me. Psalm 118:24. Now let's read the scripture together. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the 86,400 seconds that God has made for you to live a new day. Let's say it again. Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God makes good things. He made this day. He makes good things. He didn't make the world and say, I could have done better. Let's start from scratch. You know, he didn't say, it's just okay. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. No, God is a God of precision. He's a God that cares. He's a God of creativity. And he makes good things. He said it was good, right? But think about your typical day, if there is such a one. Do you look forward to your day or do you dread the day? Maybe it depends on what's on the docket for that day. Like if you have a day off and you have nothing else to do, yeah, good day. Tomorrow's going to be a good day. I have the day off. You know, or you're retired and it's every day, right? you could do whatever you want, right? That's true. You know, what about if you have to do something, you have a meeting or you have this job you got to do that you want to do, or maybe you have to go to a funeral and you feel like it's not going to be a good day. It's going to be a bad day, right? Maybe you didn't even want to come to church today, but mom dragged you out of the house and said, you got to come to church with me today for Mother's Day. Well, my hope is that today you will leave here glad that you came, that you will feel like you can get something out of this to help change your mind and change your life. Imagine if at the end of every day, we were to give the day 1 to 5 stars, right? If we rate your day, Imagine if you did that at night. Hey, try it. So I remember several years ago, Cliff and I went down to this hotel down in Lancaster because we were looking at it for our church management team retreat. So we went to check it out. So, you know, our daughter Bella was with us, and we're like, wow, there's this like indoor pool and a hot tub, and you go outside and there's two pools. And, am I in front of it, Lloyd? Sorry. There's two pools. And so thank you, Lloyd. That's my lovely assistant. Woo! You're the best, Lloyd, even when I don't know where to stand. All right. So there were two pools, and there were water fountains, and the kids are running, having a blast, and there's a sliding board and the swings, and I mean, it was like a kid's wonderland, playland. They were having a blast. And this mom was over with her probably a three-year-old son, and he climbed up the ladder. You know, he's having all kinds of fun. Climbed up the ladder, came down the slide. Mom, wee! He came down. Mom missed him. He fell at the end of it, right? He starts crying. He gets mad. He goes, I hate this place. 1-star review. And I thought, wow, even three-year-olds not know about the stars. But it was one moment out of all those seconds out of the day that he got to play, that one little minute, that one little moment, that one little fall, 1-star review for the day, right? And how often do we do that? So think about it. It's good day, bad day. How do you decide? Is it on how much money you made? Is it on how much you accomplished on your to-do list? Maybe how your body feels? Rodney was saying this morning, when do we start saying that we're at a certain percentage? He said, like, how are you feeling today? Well, I'm like 86% today. I'm like, oh, 25, you know, and I'm not doing too good. Oh, 98%, but could be better. You know, when do we start grading how we feel in percentages? You know, kind of stars. I thought that was funny. That went really well with the message. How about, is it based on what the news is saying about the world or where the stock market is that day? How much money is in your bank account? You know, how do we gauge a successful and good day? How do we gauge that? How about if nobody catches you when you fall, is it a bad day? Is it a 1-star review? Every day we are given a chance to have a good day. That doesn't mean we always have good things happening. Doesn't mean that we don't experience heartbreak and heartache, right? But we have a chance to have a good day. And today affects tomorrow. Everything we do today will affect our tomorrow. And tomorrow affects the next day and the next day. So tomorrow, Monday, when you look back and reflect on today, how will you remember it? What will your perception be of the day? And you know, your perception is based on your attitude toward the day. So how about this? How about rating our attitude every day? You think of that? Whoa, now we're getting deep. Checking our hearts, checking our attitudes. Lord, see if there's any hurtful way in me. Some days we could go through the same exact kind of circumstances and one day be okay with it and ride in the top of the roller coaster and this is great. It's okay. God's got it. He's going to work it out. And the next day, I'm a worm. I can't do life anymore. Right? It's attitude. It's perception. Right? So what is my attitude toward this day? How can I see my circumstances, my schedule, the people around me? How can I see my life from a positive attitude? And do you know that we can either complain or we can rejoice? Did you know that when you look at the first site I went to look at antonyms for complain, the very first one said rejoice. Rejoice. So think of life this way. Terry Savalfoy, a lady I listened to, she says that every time you say something negative about yourself or your life, try adding, and that's just the way I want it. Today's going to be a bad day, and that's just the way I want it. I can never have what other people have, and that's just the way I want it. No matter what I do, I'll probably never, and that's just the way I want it. I hate my job, and that's just the way I want it. I hate my life, and that's just the way I want it. I can't get along with my spouse, and that's just the way I want it. That would sound ridiculous, right? How many things could we fix if we would just make an adjustment? You know, man, I'm so thankful for my life, and that's just the way I want it. Just so you know, you only get 14 points in Scrabble for the word complain, but 16 for rejoice. Any Scrabble players? So we want to do rejoice. All right. John Maxwell says this, every day we are either repairing or preparing. Every day we are either repairing or preparing. either fixing the mistakes of yesterday, we're apologizing for things we said yesterday, we're regretting something we did the day before, or we're preparing for tomorrow. We're getting ready. We're doing the laundry so we have clothes to wear. We're raising our kids so that they stay out of trouble tomorrow, right? We're doing everything that on our to-do list that we're prepared for the next day. So we're either repairing or preparing. And oftentimes, I think people live today in regret of yesterday, which we can't change. Or we live in trying to control tomorrow, which we can't. Some of it we can, but most is out of our hands. A lot of people spend their lives trying to make up for yesterday, but there are no undos or redos. Planning for tomorrow is a part of living life. We need to be preparing and being ready for the next day, but also trusting God with it. Where does that leave today? Well, let's read Psalm 118:24. Say the reference with me first. Psalm 118:24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good. It does not say, let us rebel and be bad in it. Let us revile and get mad in it. Let us regret and be sad in it. It doesn't say that, right? It says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's have a plan to thank God and be glad that he's in our lives, no matter what is going on in our lives. The Bible does not say, oh, come, let us complain together unto the Lord. Does it? No. This day does not belong to Satan. It does not belong to the devil. Don't give it to him. It does not belong to our enemies. It belongs to Jesus. As Cliff said, our days are numbered. God cares about every detail of our lives. He has a good plan for our lives. Sometimes we don't understand it, but he does have a good plan. He created this day for us. Let's say, I'm so grateful for my life. Let's say that. I'm so grateful for my life. And that's just the way I want it. It's just the way I want it. All right. I think we often miss the today matters for the today matters. The matters of today. The things that don't really matter. Life may not always look the way that we want it to. But I have the Lord by my side. We have the Lord by our side. You know, God must have something for you to do today, yet in this life on earth, because you wouldn't be here if he didn't have something for you. You wouldn't be here if he didn't have a good plan for you. He's not finished with you. Psalm 31:7 says, I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness because you have seen my affliction. You have known the troubles of my soul and you have not given me over into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a large place. The psalmist does not say, I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness when everything's going exactly the way I want it to. Or I'll rejoice when life is perfect and I haven't a care in the world and I have X number of dollars and I have X number of friends and I have this job and then I'll rejoice. Because you know what? No matter what we have, it's never enough. When is it really truly enough? I will not be shaken. Can you say that in your life, that I will not be shaken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus sees us. He understands us. And you know, I remember one time talking to God and saying, Lord, I just feel like the theme of my life is weight. And I was doing things that I enjoyed. I was enjoying my life, but the things that I thought would happen weren't happening. And I kept, Lord, I feel like the theme of my life is weight. And he corrected me so fast. He said, no, the theme of your life is I am faithful. The theme of your life is God is faithful. Through every step of your journey, every second of the day, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, up to 86,400, right? Not going to do it. But think about this. This is just one day. Better is one day in your courts, Lord, than 1,000 anywhere else. How will you choose to live today? Jesus says that you matter to him, and today is a gift. This is a gift. I know Lori Schaefer's friend, Michelle, she went through a lot in her life and a lot of struggles, and she would say, getting old is a gift, right? Is that right, Lori? Getting old is a gift. You have another day. It's okay. Who cares if you have a couple wrinkles, right? Who cares? Getting old is a gift. What a blessing. How will you choose to live today? How will you choose to live these 86,400 seconds? Psalm 90:14. Will you read this with me? Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. So, how does... Sorry, I went too far. Satisfy us in the morning. I have a glass of water here, right? Looks pretty good, right? But how does it satisfy me? How does it satisfy? I have to drink it, right? Oh, that glass of water, that looks pretty good. You know, oh, those people that have Jesus in their lives, for some reason, they're happy, and that looks pretty good. And for some reason, when they pray, like, stuff happens in their lives, and that looks pretty good. That looks pretty good. And they have access to that water, to that satisfaction, to that refreshment. But Psalm 34:8, say it while I drink this. Okay. Oh, taste. Amen. We have to taste and see. Water does not satisfy unless we drink it. We can carry a bottle of water with us all day wherever we go, but we have to take it in to be satisfied. We don't stay hydrated by the water we drank yesterday. You coming to church today, you might feel saturated in God's presence today. You might feel so excited when you leave here, but I guarantee if you don't get back into the Word this week and you don't spend time with Jesus, by next Sunday you're going to come in all, oh, I feel awful and I don't know why. Every day got one star, right? That we're going to come in and go, you know what? I can't wait to be with my family. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 anywhere else. That's why I love our live stream, the option for live stream. But almost every person that I've talked to, they say, I live stream every week, but it's just not the same as being at church. I can watch people have church, and I could do the best I can to engage. But when you come together and the Holy Spirit fills this place, because we're all lifting up our voices, we're saying, Jesus, come here, be here with us. And we're all doing that together. There is such a power in the presence of God that I get chills sometimes. And that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit's here because I got goosebumps. I get goosebumps because I'm always cold. But, you know, but when the Holy Spirit comes and we're touching and we're, you know, like, God just told me, put your arm around Lisa, and Lisa put her arm around me, and we just hugged each other for a second. Just, I love you. I know you're here. Care about you. Pray over one another. There is power in being together in the presence of God, and we can enjoy the journey with the Lord. We can't say, I'll drink some water tomorrow. It's okay. I'm fine today. I'll breathe tomorrow. You know, how many times do we take a breath throughout the day and we don't even realize it? How many times is God orchestrating things in our lives throughout the day and we don't even realize it? It's because we took him in the morning. We drank him in the morning with the word of God to penetrate our lives, to saturate our souls so that when we go out in the world, sometimes we don't even know that we're stepping into trials because God's moving things out of the way for us. Right? I've been praying lately. I'll give you this little... I've been praying lately, Lord, make things a little bit easier. Make some of the tasks easy. And what's happening is other people are doing the things I was supposed to do. So I highly recommend. Write this down, okay? We will not benefit from God's word if we do not read it. God's mercies are new every morning. Let's read this. Lamentations 3, 22 to 23. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The theme of your life is God is faithful. He is merciful to you every single morning, every single day, every single morning, every single second. But what oftentimes we like to reset in the morning. In the morning, we wake up, oh, it's a new day. It's a fresh start. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What will you do with it? Every morning, we need a fresh dose of Jesus. We don't always know what the day will bring. You know, wouldn't it be great if God would give us a glimpse into the future so we know beforehand how things might pan out? No? Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. We think we want that. But we don't. But God does not want to keep us guessing. He wants to keep us trusting. He doesn't want to keep us guessing. He wants to keep us trusting in his mercy, in his loving kindness. Proverbs 22:19 says, "So that your trust may be in the Lord, I have taught you today, even you." I like how it says, "even you, Brian." God has a plan for your life, and it's good. "Even you, Dan." God has a big plan for your life, and it's good. "Even you, Steve." "Even you, Lori." Retired. Lori's retired. Woo! She's been praying for that for a long time. Hallelujah, right? "Even me." Yes. Thank you, Rick. And I have in my Bible, I wrote, "Even you, Jenny," to remind myself that I can trust in the Lord. So your trust may be in the Lord. I've taught you today, even you. We can't change yesterday. We can't control tomorrow, but we can choose today, right? We can trust the Lord today. Joshua 24:15. Let's read this together. "Choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He challenges the Israelites and says, you can either serve the gods of the Amorites, you can serve the gods that you left behind, or you can serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can serve the God that parted the Red Sea for you, or you can serve an idol. So you can serve your bank account, you can serve your job, you can serve something that is an idol, another person, or you can serve the God who provides and his faithfulness endures and his mercies are new every morning and he loves you and he's powerful and he knows every hair upon your head and he cares for you more than you ever could care for him and love him. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Has your household made a decision to follow Jesus and live God's way? I'm telling you, it's your best life. It's your best life. Are you hot for Jesus or are you lukewarm? Are you an ish for Jesus or are you all in? There are a lot of voices out there vying for our attention. Teens, young adults, all of us in this room, right? We're inundated with media and TV and ads and images of perfection, whether it comes to our bodies, our homes, our families, our marriages, even churches. Right? What society would call prosperous and successful often just means having bigger, better than someone else. It encourages us to rely on yourself, the energy within. Well, what is the energy within? It comes from the Lord, right? It comes from him. When we ask him, his Holy Spirit lives within us. We do not take stuff with us. Just say that. I do not take stuff with me. I do not take stuff with me when I die, when I die, right? We often have to have the best now. We want it yesterday. We can't wait. And anxiety and depression have become an epidemic because the problem is no matter how hard you try, you will never ever find satisfaction in anything but God, in anything but Jesus. You can go to drugs, you can go to a bottle, you can go shopping, you can go to pornography, you can go to all these different things. It will never ever ever satisfy the way that God's Spirit does. His Spirit is living water to us, a constant refreshment of living water that gives us joy and helps us rejoice and helps us to come against complaining, right? And all the things that Satan tries to bring against us. Sometimes we spend our lives, I think, wishing we were someone else, someplace else, or had something else. And we wish this life away. We wish this moment away. Don't waste today. Don't waste today. So much to be had. God gave the Israelites manna from heaven, a coating on the ground every day. And he said, I only want you to take enough for today. Anything you take that's not for today, that you're not going to consume, is going to turn to worms, right? So the worms are going to eat it. So you're not going to be able to eat it tomorrow. You got to trust me for every day. And then he gave them a Sabbath. And yes, on that, before the Sabbath, they took enough for 2 days. But they had to trust God every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, year after year after year after year. Breakfast after breakfast after breakfast, right? And he kept blessing them until they were complaining about it, right? And they were complaining about it. How many of us complain about good things? Think about it. And that's just the way I want it, right? Jesus said in Matthew 6, 31 to 34, "Do not worry then, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?' For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for the heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Say, "God knows what I need." Right? Then he said, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." How silly would your child look carrying lunch to school for Monday through Friday on Monday, right? Here's my 5 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right? And I have them for Monday through Friday. By Friday, they're moldy, right? That would be silly. Mom's gonna pack you lunch tomorrow. Or she might say, "You pack your own lunch tomorrow, but I bought food. There's nothing to eat, Mom," right? Door open, nothing to eat. Nope. Right? So we complain about the good things in our lives. But God will provide. Mom will pack a lunch. The sun will rise. There will be air to breathe tomorrow. The Lord provides. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Sorry, I missed that. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, today matters. I encourage you, start something. Start that thing that you've been putting off, right? Finish something. Quit that bad habit. Go cold turkey. Just quit. Put it down. Say, "I don't need that anymore. That doesn't rule me anymore." Learn something today. Enjoy this day. Do something of value. Be with someone that you value, right? Encourage someone. Maximize your days. Don't be distracted by the insignificant. Don't forget that today matters because of the today matters. Did you ever read that someday is not a day of the week? You know, "I'll get to it someday." Well, wait, someday? When is that? Never weary, or whatever you call it, February, never weary. So I can't say it. Anyway, I'll get it by second service. All right. You've heard the saying, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today," which basically is saying, don't be lazy today. Just get it done. Get it out of the way. Don't procrastinate. But when Cliff was a teenager, his mom scolded him one time and accidentally said, "Don't do today what you can put off till tomorrow." Right? He made fun of her and almost didn't live to see the next day. But perhaps there was great wisdom in that. Don't sacrifice the best things for the things that can wait. There's always one more thing to do, no matter what. Do you ever cross something off your to-do list and add 10 more things? Right? There's always one more bill to pay, one more dish to wash, one more room to clean, one more sheet to fold, you know, all those things. There's always one more thing. So did you know that May 11th is national, not only Mother's Day today, but it's National Technology Day? Well, thank God for technology, right? Thank God for technology. It is also National Hostess Cupcakes Day. I mean, this was here before most of our moms, right? This has been around since 1849, maybe 1919, so over 100 years, right? Everyone will love this National Eat What You Want Day. Maybe it's a hostess cupcake. No one has to tell me twice. Any excuse to celebrate, right? I do the Eat Whatever You Want Day on my birthday. I love my birthday, right? Eat whatever you want. Because it usually involves breakfast at Shady Maple or spending time with family somewhere. It usually involves going out to eat or having some of my favorite food. But it doesn't matter where we go. I just want to be with people I love, right? Last year, we didn't go to Shady Maple, not on my birthday. We went the day after. But we were just sat there and looked at old photos, you know. You know, I thought it was funny. Cliff picked these up for me because I was going to go to the store and get these Hostess cupcakes. And I was praying and asking the Lord, like, I'm like, okay, I like illustrations. I like props and things. I'm like, oh, Hostess cupcakes. And so Cliff was going to the store. He's like, "Do you need anything?" I said, "Yeah, could you pick up a box of Hostess cupcakes?" I did not open them yet. See, they're still sealed. And I was just thanking God for my birthday. And you know this sounds silly, but I do love it. I love that day because we always do something special. Would you know that this expires on my birthday, June 29th? Cliff brings the Hostess cupcakes in the house, and I'm like, I'd start crying, you know. I mean, it was a light cry, but I was like, God is so good. I can eat these before my birthday. Because you don't want to touch them after the expiration date, right? You just don't know. But let me ask you, do you do something special for yourself for your birthday? I'm lingering on that because you all have a birthday. The date that you were born, God ordained for you to be born that day. In that hour, in that moment. He ordained it for you. And he had a plan for you. And has a plan for you. My grandfather would always say, I thank the Lord for another day. Any morning he woke up was special. So I often, you know, often wonder, why do we have to have a special day in order to have a special day? Why don't we just say that every day's special? There's something special about today, right? Special plates are for special people. Thank you, Carolyn Ingalls. Why can't every day be filled with something special? How special? You know, every time Cliff and I are planning a vacation or a place to go, even for the day, Cliff will say, will you be there? I'll be there. There are enough hard days here on this earth. Who are the people that God has placed into your life to be part of your everyday? Not long ago, I remember seeing a family sitting around the table at a restaurant, and all four of them were on their phones, parents and two kids. And I just felt sad for them because I thought, they're missing an opportunity to talk, to be face to face. And I've been guilty of it myself. We try not to do phones at the table. Try to put our phones away when it's time to eat dinner. But what is so important that we cannot put our phones down and look at our families and our friends face to face? Real, true FaceTime. Real FaceTime, right? That's probably true. Pastor said they were probably texting each other, right? So I need to know who here, I actually need two people. I need one person who really needs a hug and is a hugger, and I need another person who needs a word of encouragement. Okay, Jeremy, come on up. Okay, and Patty. Now, who has her phone out? Fess up. Whose phone is out? Let's go. Okay, Zane. I was hoping you had it. Can you put the timer on for us, please? 86,400 seconds in a day. I wasn't expecting this, but it works too. So, can you, Zane, time, I'm going to hug my friend, for 60 seconds? Thank you, love you too. Oh, thank you, Lord God, so much for what you've done. Father, we thank you for this hug and this embrace. Thank you, God, for your healing power, your strength, your encouragement that there's no fear in the perfect love of God. Perfect love of God casts out all fear. Praise you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Zane, tell us when 60 seconds is up. That's good. That's good. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Yes. When I hug Cliff, thank you, Patty. When I hugged Cliff the other morning, I said to him, there are 86,400 seconds in a day. I can hug you for 60. Right? Okay, so Jeremy. Okay, so Zane, if you would just give us 60 seconds. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Jeremy, looking you in the eyes, I love you. I appreciate you so much. The joy of the Lord has been your strength, and
It's just evident to see the Lord at work in your heart, in your life, in your mind. He's changed you. He's transferring you from glory to glory to glory, training you in righteousness. He's has a plan for you that goes far beyond your wildest dreams, beyond all you can think, ask, or imagine. You have no idea the impact that you make on people around you. There's so many people that look to you, kids that look to you, teens that look to you, and they appreciate you, and they want to be like you, and they see God working in you, and they want that same thing. And it's because you've been humbled that the Lord has exalted you. He's lifted you up and exalted you above where you were before because you have allowed yourself to be transformed by him. So thank you for all that you do, all that you've done. Just being a man of God. Are we done? We're close. Thank you for being a man of God. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for praying for us. We love you.
Love you. Thank you.
60 seconds. Can you encourage somebody for 60 seconds? Right? Oh, yeah, I got to go. You know, oh, yeah. Hey, bye. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. High five. We do that so much at church. You know? I mean, I get it. There's no time, right? We're on a time crunch. But it's so important. And it goes far beyond just scrolling social media. So much better. All right. So are you in the moment right now? Are you listening to God? What he's saying to your heart? Are you thinking about lunch or those Hostess cupcakes? Cliff and I love this saying, I drifted, right? We use it anytime we're drifting from the moment. We all have a lot on our minds, right? Sometimes we drift from the conversation. Just say, hey, I'm sorry I drifted. I want to be here present with you. But if we could live every moment like it's the most important, will we decide today? You know, I asked Jesus into my life when I was 3 years old, and I remember that moment. So I've been a Christian for 44 years. Jesus is all I've known, right? And but I've had some rough days. Just because we ask Jesus in our heart doesn't make our life instantly poof, magically better, right? I have felt deep anger, grief, pain. I've had days where I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how to decide or choose, where I didn't know how to respond to the circumstances that we found ourselves in, when things felt hopeless. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I've hurt people with my words. I've hurt people with my actions. I've experienced loss, disappointment. I've felt abandoned. I've felt betrayal. There are days when I just wanted to defend myself or run and hide or change someone's heart toward me or just plain give up and quit. Anybody with me on at least one of those things? Thought so. Life is not easy, but Jesus said that the rain falls on the wicked and the good. The sun rises on the righteous and the unrighteous. We all have rainy days. We all have sunny days. He said in this world we would have tribulation, but take heart, he has overcome the world. And just because we have Jesus in our lives doesn't make the day better all the time, but he makes us better. He changes us. That is what changes. When Jesus becomes the Lord and Savior of your life, you will change your will, your perspective, your attitude, because you'll have the Word of God in you and the Holy Spirit helping your flesh to adjust to God's way of looking at things from his eternal perspective. When Jesus is with you in your day, it's like having a best friend, the greatest wisdom you could ever imagine. This is not the end of your story. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, this is not the end of your story. So on this day, I have been alive for 17,482 days. How many of you lived? You can figure that out later. But how many of those 17,000 days have I spent in regret or trying to fix things, trying to repair yesterday, trying to control tomorrow, trying to make things happen the way that I wanted them to? Or can I just say, Lord, I rest in you and I trust you that this is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. How many days are ahead of you? We don't know how many we have. You know, maybe I have another 17,000, maybe only one. Let's read this. Psalm 118, 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be in this day. Be in the moment. Watch for God moments. Kathy, I asked her, she shared this quote with me, Kathy Hawk. It's by Jim Elliot. He says, wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God. Live to the hilt. Live to the very limit. Do things you enjoy. Enjoy this day because there's enough days that you're not going to probably enjoy. So many people go through life, I think, haphazardly, just following every whim and wave without any true vision for the future. And they're dreading the future because they're not setting their eyes on Jesus. They're not giving him their lives. You know, the other day, this was so cool. So the other day, Hannah Devonshire came to my mind. Hannah is on a mission trip, and the church has helped her a little bit. She raised some money. She's on a mission trip right now. And I thought of her the other day because she was getting ready to go. So I texted her, and we don't always text. Like, we text once in a while, but I texted her, and I got this question mark back, like this little question mark. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm looking for Hannah. I might have a wrong number. And he said, oh, here I thought someone cared. Because I said, hey, I'm thinking of you, praying for you. Here I thought someone cared. And I said, now, there was a moment. I probably didn't have a lot of time, right? I could have set the phone down and said, well, yeah, you know. Or I could have said, oh, yeah, ha-ha, right? But I said, well, somebody does care. Jesus cares about you. I'm a pastor, and a girl named Hannah is going on a trip, and I just wanted to reach out to her, and I think God wanted me to text you. The response was, is this Jen from Blue Mountain? Who's asking? And I said, yes. And funny thing, he said, I just worked on your husband's car today. God orchestrates things. Some random person randomly got Hannah's old number that I randomly still had in my phone, and I randomly texted the day that that person was thinking about Cliff, and I text, and he says, I'm glad somebody, you know, I thought maybe somebody cared, and we say Jesus cares, and I invited him to church, and I don't know if he came, and we'll see what God does. But those are moments that we have to watch for God moments, and wasn't that a big coincidence? No, that was a God instance, right? Music ministry, will you please come up? Please stay in the moment. Stay in the moment. Stay in the moment, right? Couple more seconds. Give me a few more seconds. Okay. So if today were your last, how would you spend it? If tomorrow were the first of 40 more years, how would you use it? Let's say our memory verse together. Psalm 118:24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today can be your best day. The word of God says in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Take care, my brethren, that take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. While it is said, today, say today, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. That was when the Israelites kept complaining and complaining and complaining, and they hardened their hearts toward God because God wasn't doing it as fast as they wanted it done and in their timing and in their perfect way. Instead of enjoying and saying, God, thank you for this life and thank you for this day, we're alive and we're not in slavery anymore. They hardened their hearts. So I'm saying today, don't harden your heart to God. How many times have you heard the message of Jesus Christ and you've still said no? Or you still said, I don't need that. I got it myself. God's given you another chance today. Today is the day of salvation. We cannot change yesterday. We cannot control tomorrow, but we can make today matter. Today matters. We can choose this day whom we will serve. Hebrews 13:18, 8. 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he cares about you the same as he did yesterday, and he cares about you the same today, and he'll care about you the same tomorrow. And he'll love you the same yesterday, and he'll love you the same today, and he'll love you the same tomorrow, because he is perfect. And we do not have to be perfect, because we serve a perfect God who has transformed us into his very image. We have 86,400 seconds in a day. We can spend at least a few of those saying, thank you, Jesus. So on Saturday, the day before, no, not Saturday, Friday. I'm looking at Cliff. When did we have that argument? Everyone can't wait. Yeah. So Friday, we had a little moment, you know, like, maybe a moment in our lives. And I was struggling in my flesh because of the way that I like things. This is Bella's interpretation of me. Everything must be tidy. So anyway, yeah, it was a moment where I knew I had to apologize, right? And we all needed to apologize to each other because it got heated because we didn't have time to work it out. Did you ever have to, we don't have time, we got to go, and now you're in an argument, and now it's escalating because this is, we don't have time to do this right now, right? And it goes, right? So the next day, like we talked about it and everything, but the next day I just got with the Lord and I kept saying, today matters, today matters, today matters, today matters, this moment matters. I got to talk about this Sunday, so I got to get this under my hat, and I got to get this right in my heart. And I sat with my daughter and I felt a little bit like a failure as a mom. Ever feel that way? Like, oh, I let my flesh get in there. I let something get in my way of knowing what really mattered. So I sat with Bella. And I said, honey, I just want you to know that I'm really sorry. I love you so much. I said, I'm really sorry. She goes, Mom, you don't have to keep apologizing. I said, okay. She said, it's already forgiven. And I said, wow. And she goes, you've done it for me a million times. I said, what? She said, you always say, it's already forgiven. And it helped me in that moment to know that one moment, although some things could change your life, one moment, you apologize, it's already forgiven. And when you build a culture in your home that it's already forgiven, and your kids know it's already forgiven, you can have a moment, and it's already done. Build a culture in your home. Choose this day whom you will serve, that your house serves the Lord. And even when we are in our flesh, that the Lord uses those moments to help us grow. He uses those moments to help us grow. So I want to offer an opportunity. We're going to, first of all, just if you would just bow your heads and close your eyes just for a moment. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, and you want to give him leadership of your life, you want him to control and help you in your days, in your 86,400 seconds every day. Just look up at me and raise your hand. Just tell me that you want to ask Jesus in your heart today. Given him your life because he gave his life for you. Anybody today? No? All right. So let's just pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for another day. Another moment, another chance to praise you. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.